Good afternoon, everyone out there in Radio Land. This is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries, and we are thrilled to be able to be on the air with you again today, as we are every Sunday afternoon at this time. If you're on Starcom Media Network around the globe, we welcome you because you hear these shows on the weekends. And so welcome to every one of our listeners in the Tampa Bay area or through Starcom Media. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister and excited to be here in this chair today, as always. And two of our radio team members will be joining me. Nan is here in the studio and Cindy from Indiana in a little while from my church up there. And Cindy's a regular radio team member with us. So it's going to be a great show. Looking forward to it today. And we're approaching the time to celebrate the birth of Jesus. So we're going to get that started and kicked off today with a new series that we're calling Emmanuel, God with Us. Emmanuel, God with Us. And it's going to be very, very important that you get some of these concepts so they're going to really build your faith. In this month of December, your faith will rise. We guarantee it. And you're going to feel stronger and more able to share with others what this season really means. And so hang on for that. You may want to get a paper and a pen and take some notes, and you may want to grab your Bible. And if you do, we're going to First Chronicles to start with. And with me in the studio, I'm in the control room. Through the glass, I can see you, Nan. How are you there, girl? Whoa, hang on. Let me get your mic on. That might help, right?
My mic is on, yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's
yeah.
Okay. I'm doing good. How are you doing today, Pastor?
Great. Tell our listeners where we just came from.
We came from the nursing home, Palm Garden.
Yes.
That we go to first Sunday of each month.
Right.
Pastor Jim, we sing and sing and sing, and then one of us delivers a little
usually
lesson.
It's you or Pastor Jim.
And he did it today and did
right.
A wonderful job
of
as always.
Of course, yes.
No, we have fun there.
We have so fun much fun. We really do.
did you see, I don't know if you saw something, during while he was speaking, one lady started to say something.
Yes.
And three or four of them shushed her.
Shushed her. They wanted to hear what he had to say. That's exactly right.
I about cracked up.
I tell you what, the room was packed out and down the hall, and that's always wonderful to have our little friends there at Palm Garden. We've been doing that ministry 5+ years, and this Sunday afternoon show, 9 years. We're in our 9th year. It's consistency is really important in our spiritual walk, Nan. And so often we can start, have good intentions, especially in January. I think the whole world has great intentions in the month of January. Do you know, I found out the other day a statistic that the best time for weight loss clinics is January through like March. Because everybody decides they want to lose weight in January. Well, we have a lot of good intentions, you know, and we're starting a new month in the month of December as we approach the celebration of the birth of Jesus. And, you know, let's start those good intentions right now.
Right.
You know, let's make a decision to really learn the important facts. A lot of us know a few things about the birth of Jesus, the common things that everybody knows, but there's so much more that we want to bring out. Things like Pastor Jim brought out today in the nursing home, the prophecies around the birth of Jesus. And there's just so much that we're going to teach in the next few weeks. It's going to really build your faith. So get on board with us, and we're glad you're listening to Living the Good Life today. And let's start with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you from the bottom of our hearts for what you are going to do on this show today. Lord, it's in your hands. It always is. Lord, we thank you for the good word that came through this radio station a few minutes ago on the show before us. We ask that you bless those pastors. And we ask, Lord, that as this word goes out today, that listeners will not just hear, but they'll really understand. They'll get it down on the inside of them, and their faith will rise. Their faith in you will rise. Lord, that is what we want for this show today, that faith will rise in our listeners, no matter where they are scattered around this globe. Lord, we thank you for every single listener that listens live or later on our website. Lord, let them know your presence in a mighty way in the next few moments. You get the glory and the praise before we even begin. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We want to invite you during this show today to text into the show if you would like to comment or if you have a question. If you're listening on the computer, that's tantalk1340.com. You would click the listen button so you could hear directly through your phone or through your computer. And if you do that, you're going to see Nan in there in the studio because we have that video going, and I'm in here in the control room running the board, and which I love doing and enjoy doing. So anyway, to all of you, welcome to Living a Good Life. Let's get started with this song, and it's a great one. It is Sweet Holy Spirit by New World Sun. Let's hear it.
Is weighing me down. It's choking my heart. I'm chained up and bound. Well, if pride is my prison, then grace be my key. Sweet Holy Spirit, come rescue me. Oh, Spirit, Spirit, I surrender. Spirit, Spirit, I submit to you now. I surrender. Spirit, sweet Holy Spirit,
was it? Oh, what can I say? I've worried so much, I forget how to pray. When I'm down on my knees, and this is coming from my soul, yes it is, sweet Holy Spirit, yeah, said come make me whole, yeah.
Praise God. That's kind of an odd song, isn't it? You say, what does that have to do with Christmas? It has a lot to do, and you're going to understand here soon. And I forgot to tell you the text phone number to text in if you want to during the show, comment or ask a question. That number is 727-888-4171. That is our ministry Google number. Phone number. That's the only number of this, of our ministry. 727-888-4171 if you want to get involved in the show. It's all about the Holy Spirit in our lives. Even at the time of year that we celebrate the birth of Jesus, it's all about the Holy Spirit. And we're going to explain that today. Nan, do you have a poem that God just gave you? I saw you nodding at me in there.
I do.
God just gives you these things, especially usually during songs, doesn't he? These are not usually planned in advance. No. There's nothing like that. We allow the Holy Spirit to do this whole show, let alone what happens with these poems. These are right. Not things you get out of a book.
No.
We want our listeners to understand these are hot off the press of the Holy Spirit, right. So to speak, right?
Yes. Yes.
All right. So what did God give you?
It's entitled Surrender to Me. I desire for you to really understand that you can have freedom by my hand. I gave my all to you with my precious little one in the gift of my wonderful loving son. Holy Spirit will help you through all things. So to me, your concerns you can bring. I am here for you to help you out. I love you. That's what it's all about. So surrender your all to me right now, and you will be comforted by my power. I am here for you.
Ooh, that's great. This is about surrender.
It is about surrender.
And it's so cool that the Holy Spirit gave that kind of a poem during that song, because it's almost like we're going to start at where we are now, and we're going to move backwards in time during this show for people to really understand how we got to where we are now. Okay, where we are now is a group of people scattered around the globe who love God with all their hearts, who really are trying to live the surrendered life to God and what that means. And that poem reminds us that that's who we are. We're a people who desire God to work in our lives, and we are basing all of that surrender on the fact that Jesus came to this earth as a baby in a manger, and if he hadn't done that, we would not have the Holy Spirit who now lives in us and is with us all the time.
Right.
Because the Holy Spirit didn't come to this earth till after Jesus went back up to heaven, after he had walked this earth for 33 years and taught and explained God to people and died on a cross and rose from the dead. After he did all that, 40 days later, after he rose from the dead, he did go back to heaven. And he said, don't go anywhere before I leave. I want to tell you this. You got to wait around for the Holy Spirit who's coming. And so even though this may seem like an odd song to start a series about God with us and the birth of Jesus, we would not have any of that ability to have the Spirit of God living in us and guiding us and teaching us and directing us if Jesus had not come to this earth. The Old Testament, that was not the way it was. The Holy Spirit did not live in the people. He was with the people, And there were times that some, like David, and we're going to talk about David, and Elijah and Elisha and some of the prophets, Isaiah, they really felt the closeness of God, and they had a great, great relationship with God. But can we say that God lived in them? That was a difference here. So when Jesus came to this earth, changed everything. This is the big game changer that we're talking about in the month of December. Emmanuel, God with us, revealed in us. And that's the title of this series. Did you want to comment on that poem? Because that was good stuff.
Yeah, he did pretty good with that one. You know, it covered a lot of territory.
Right.
It covered a lot of territory.
What stands out to you?
Well, what stood out to me was how you can bring your concerns to him.
Absolutely.
And you'll be, when you surrender,
right,
that you'll be comforted by his power.
Yes.
I mean, just think that.
Wow.
I mean, the power of the Almighty God,
right,
can comfort you,
right,
in whatever situation that you face.
Absolutely.
And, you know, people, we're entering the Christmas time. At work, I have to say holiday, but
right,
here I can say Christmas.
Right.
You know, at Christmas time, people entering the holidays, they started with Thanksgiving, and it can be a very emotional time for
exactly,
many people.
Exactly, yes.
Positive and negative. I mean,
right,
you know, I know my mother, is very difficult for her because she's lost so many family members during this time.
Uh-huh.
You know, we
yes,
don't have people with us.
Right.
But God, the Holy Spirit, can comfort us.
Yes.
During
amen,
this time.
Amen.
And if people can just grasp onto that and allow him,
yes,
to comfort them as we surrender our feelings. Here's what I'm feeling, God. This is how I feel. I feel cheated. I feel this. Whatever you're feeling,
right,
turn it over to him and surrender. As that song says, surrender. His Holy Spirit will comfort you during this time of this really a celebratory time, because we got the Son of God given to us.
Oh, absolutely.
As a babe in a manger.
But isn't it interesting? I'm glad you brought this up, because this show is all about practical Christian living, okay? And how we get through the holidays is part of this, because there's a lot of people that when the holiday time comes, it's a depressing time. It's a time of remembering maybe people who you mentioned a minute ago who died, that maybe family members during the holiday period of time, you know, or it reminds them of years gone by where they did have all of their family around mm-hmm, them, or they did have a wonderful memory, or maybe they were with someone in a relationship or married, or now they're divorced or widowed, or whatever the case may be, or a child has gone on to be with the Lord. This time for some people, and a lot of people, frankly, is a time of pain, and it's they just want to get through it.
Right.
They just want to get through it. You know, this year, dear friends, we don't want to just get through this time of rejoicing that Jesus came to this earth. We want to help you to realize the benefits of this time. And maybe you can shift your focus from celebrating, quote-unquote, Christmas in the traditional way with the lighting of the lights and gifts. And maybe you're one of those out there that's alone. You know, you're going to be alone for the holidays. We want you to be able to celebrate the presence of God mm-hmm, in your life. That's our goal on Living the Good Life this month of December. We want you to be able to celebrate Emmanuel, God with you and in you and revealed in you. That's what this series is all about. It is more than just, oh, let's have some parties because, you know, we're going to open some presents. It's not even really about that. You know, it's about Jesus really making an impact in each of our lives, especially at this time of the year.
You know, one thing I want to say, you know, there's a lot of expectations.
Yes.
You mentioned about parties and many
right,
things. There's a lot of expectations. You know, your work expectations, people in your social life, their expectations.
Sure.
The family expectations. And people, sometimes if they look at their calendars, all their time they're not working just about gets filled up with all these obligations.
Right.
And they're so busy fulfilling these obligations. Not to say you're not supposed to do that.
Right.
But maybe sometimes you need to try to figure out maybe what you can excuse yourself from.
Sure.
Because you're missing.
Good point.
When we're so caught up with so much of that, sometimes we might have a tendency to miss part of the real reason what it's all about, because we're so caught up.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
I've had times in the past that I'm like, you know, to be honest with you, Pastor, I said, God, I can't wait to get through this time because
sure.
there's too much obligation
Absolutely.
That I'm having to do. I can't even enjoy the season or so caught up with having to buy gifts that you're so caught up in the stores that you're spending your spare time buying gifts. I mean, I
right.
remember one Christmas, I was so proud of myself. I was through a Christmas shopping by the end of October.
Wow.
I said, I am going to enjoy the time.
That's good. That's good. I like that. And so today and in this new series, we are going to celebrate the fact that God loved us so very much that he sent his son Jesus to this earth, which means we have to quote this verse, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Verse 17 says, God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might have life. And you know, that's what it's all about. And so, you know, we challenge you to stay on this journey with us in the month of December as we learn who Emmanuel really is, God with us. And honestly, I believe down in my heart that God's Holy Spirit is going to minister to every one of our listeners in such a new and fresh and dynamic way where they come through the next 3 or 4 weeks, all of you, all of us together, realizing more than ever that God's gift of his son Jesus is the most wonderful thing that could ever happen to any of us. The most wonderful thing. Wow. I don't know about you, Nan, but that just gets me all pumped.
Oh, it gets me all pumped. I mean, you know, it's the most powerful thing. He's our best friend.
Right.
He's there all the time.
Right.
You know, in the middle of the night when you're feeling whatever, you know,
yes.
you're feeling, you can call out to him.
Right.
You know, it's so cool.
He's always there.
He's never too busy.
We have a song we sing at the nursing home ministry once a month, and it's Angels Watching Over Me. And we did that again today a couple times, actually, and Brother Nathan sang the verses. And it reminds me so much that God is right there watching over us. His angels are watching over us. And so often we try to deal with the frustrations, maybe the financial burdens, maybe the problems of seeing relatives we're not getting along with right now, or like you said, Nan, maybe the extra buying presents and all of the parties and all of the stuff that has to be done. We try to get through these next few weeks. We try to endure, okay? This show today is to remind us it's not about enduring at this time. It's about appreciating that God the Father sent his son Jesus to this earth to show us the Father, you know, to show us his nature, to come and live in us, Emmanuel, God with us. And we're going to go to Matthew chapter 1 first, and then we'll run over to 1 Chronicles for a minute to explain a couple things. But Matthew chapter 1 is the first book of the New Testament, and it starts out with a genealogy. And a genealogy is a family tree. And this is extremely important because it's not just a bunch of names on the first page of your New Testament, of Matthew 1. It's not just a bunch of names. These names are critical because they show that God is not just a promise maker, but a promise keeper. And so we start out in Matthew 1:1, and the family tree of Jesus Christ, David's son, Abraham's son. Right there, very critical information. Why? Because God promised Abraham back in the book of Genesis that he would be blessed. All the families of the earth would be blessed through Abraham. Well, it was from Abraham's line that Jesus eventually came. God also made this promise to David. And so David has found back in 1 Chronicles, 1 and 2 Samuel, as we go through the life of David, that God preserved David's life over and over again. In fact, we know that King Saul tried to kill David 21 times, and he was not able to succeed in killing David. And so there is a major reason why David needed to stay alive, because Jesus, the line of Jesus, was going to come through not just Abraham's line, but also David's line. And it's very interesting that some of the people that are in this line, and if we go down to verse 5 of Matthew chapter 1, verse 5, we see that Jesse had David. David became king. Right above that, we see Boaz and Ruth. And we taught the book of Ruth just a few months back here on Living the Good Life. And you can go to our website, bohmglobal.com, and find all those shows on the book of Ruth. It was powerful, wonderful time. But Ruth is one of the women that's in the line of Jesus. And Ruth was the mother of Obed, and Obed was the father of Jesse, and Jesse was the father of David. And so we see here that Jesus, it was prophesied long ago that the Messiah would come through the line of Abraham, and the Messiah would come through the line of David. And that is what happened. Okay, so we are going to go back to 1 Chronicles chapter 16 or chapter 17 for just a couple things. We're not going to go into a bunch of detail like we did Friday night in our Friday gathering. And by the way, if you are in the Tampa Bay area anytime, we'd love to have you join us. We are going to be meeting on the next two Friday nights, but then we're going to Wednesday nights after that. And it'll be the Wednesday gathering instead of the Friday gathering. And that's right here in Clearwater, but we'll tell you more about that later. In 1 Chronicles chapter 17, we see that David decided that he wanted to build a sanctuary, a church, a place for God to inhabit. He realized that the presence of God had been roaming around in tents from the time of Moses and before that, clear from Abraham. And that David decided one day, he said, man, I have built this beautiful house for myself, but I want to build a house for God, you know? And it was noble, don't you think, Nan? I mean, David says, hey, you gave me the resources to build this big, beautiful house for myself and my family. How about I build you a house now? That's kind of cool, don't you think?
Oh, I think so. I mean, he was God. I mean, that sounds like a cool thing to do for God.
That's exactly right. And the prophet Nathan said, okay, that's cool. But that very same night after David decided to build that house for God, in verse 3 of 1 Chronicles 17, that very night, you know, God's timing is so incredible. It's not like 5 months later when David had already started to build this big church or sanctuary. It wasn't like 3 years later when it was completed. It was that very night. God's timing, Nan, you can talk about that, and I can talk about that at length, but do you have a comment on how important God's timing is? We're going to see it very clearly in the story of the birth of Jesus, the timing, how absolutely important that is. But go ahead, if you'd like to comment.
Well, God's timing is extremely important in our lives, and we can see through the Word when people try to rush up and take things into their own hands.
Rush up,
take things into their own hands, and decide to move forward instead of waiting.
Right.
And they mess things up.
Oh, yeah.
And God still comes along and will do as he's promised, but there's sometimes repercussions to us because of what maybe we have done in trying to rush things up. God's timing is always perfect. We need to wait upon him.
So we can get in trouble by rushing up. That's what you're saying, right?
Trouble by rushing up. And it's pretty cool. One of the things about waiting on his timing is we grow a lot in him because we learn to trust.
We've
talked about trust recently here.
Yes.
We learn to trust.
Right.
We draw closer to him. We just draw closer to him. We learn to trust. I mean, that, you know, and we grow.
But what is it about human nature that wants to rush up? I like your term.
Well, I think part of it is human nature. Part of it is we live in a very fast society.
Sure we do.
Everything is fast. I mean, I can remember when we used to have fax machines.
You know? I remember that.
I mean, that was the big deal, or just a digital pager. Now everyone has cell phones. A lot of people have smartphones, and then you can look at it.
Oh, it's changed drastically.
It's changed drastically since those old beeper type pagers that we used to have. Right. You know, and it's just, I say that everything has sped up. There was all these conveniences that they come up with that were supposed to help us have only stressed us.
I really think that's a valid point. I've had that happen in my own life and in my real estate career, along with pastoring, that the phone, I mean, my phone was out last night for about an hour and a half. It didn't work at all. It was dead. And I did get it back functioning. But during that hour and a half, that's a weird feeling when, you know, with my real estate career and also with the ministry, I need to be able to have that contact. But see, it's because we're out of habit now. We expect instantaneous responses to our texts, or we expect somebody to call us right back, you know, when we leave them a message or whatever, right?
Right. Well, like I said, everything is quick. Everything's fast. You
right.
know? And, you know, I mean, like my brother right now is in Korea with his job, and he can Skype me, and he just can, you know, all the way around the world, he can just reach me immediately.
Right.
You know, and not to say that's bad. I'm not saying it's bad, but everything is fast. Everything is fast.
Oh, absolutely.
The faster cars, the faster this, the faster your modem is, the faster, I mean, your router. We don't have modems anymore. The router, the faster you can get on your internet.
Right.
You know, everything. And, but we need to, with God, just be patient. And I think we don't know how to do that sometimes.
I know. And what's interesting about this Christmas story is the amazing, profound timing of everything, okay? And we're going to see that in the next couple weeks. The timing of Joseph and Mary going to Bethlehem for the census. The timing of every single intricate part of this. What this does, this whole story for me, Nan, is builds my faith totally and completely. And I hope, listeners, that you'll catch this today and let this be an exciting series, a time where you realize, wait a minute, God's trying to build up my faith and cause me to realize he's got it all under control. This is all his plan. You know, so we're back to 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 3. And it's that very night that David decides he's going to build God a house. And the word of God comes to the prophet Nathan in a dream. And he says, go and tell my servant David, this is God's word on this matter. You will not build me a house to live in. Why? I haven't lived in a house from the time I brought up the children of Israel from Egypt till now. I've gone from one tent and makeshift shelter to another. In all my travels with all Israel, did I ever say to any of the leaders, I want you to build me a house of cedar? Isn't that interesting? God is saying, you know, hey, it's been fine for me to live in tents, for my presence to be in a meeting place of a tent or wherever. Now, of course, let's go back to the point I made earlier in the show. The great thing, one of the most wonderful, wonderful concepts around the birth of Jesus is that now it's not about walls. It is not about a meeting place. It is about God being on the inside of us. And because Jesus came to this earth, now we can experience this. And for God to say to David, you know what? You don't need to build me a house. I'm fine the way I am. We're going to talk more about why God said that to David in a few minutes. Cindy, are you on the air with us?
I am. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hey, Cindy.
It's just you and Nan and I today. Yay.
Nana's on. Yay. Okay.
Yay. Cindy's on. Woohoo.
Cindy, I got to tell our listeners. Well, Cindy is in Indiana, and Cindy was, and so were Betty and Megan, who are also part of our radio team. We're in my church. I pastored in Indiana for a few years. And Cindy, we have been able to stay in contact, and you're a part of Beacon of Hope from a distance, and you're a part of our radio team, and that's a wonderful thing, and we always enjoy your comments and your input. So we're glad you're with us today, Cindy Logan.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here. I'm having a wonderful day with this weather up here.
Is it good?
Oh, it's good.
Good.
They say we can thank El Nino, whatever that means. But anyway, it's sunny and about 50-some degrees
Woo!
In December. So that's
great.
Amazing.
That's wonderful. Oh, it's like sunny and 80 here. But, yeah, you used to live here, so you know how that goes.
Yeah. I'd rather be there, but you know how it is.
It is. That's all right. Well, we're glad you're with us on the show.
God plants.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And so, Cindy, we're talking about David and how David wanted to build God a house. And God told David through the prophet Nathan that, no, I don't want you to do that. And isn't it interesting that so many people get into the, I guess, the trappings of religion, you know, of doing things a certain way, praying, always praying certain prayers, or, you know, feeling that they, the only time they can contact God is if they go to Mass or if they go to a service or whatever. And at this Christmas season, we're really trying to bring home this point that it's God with us, revealed in us, Emmanuel. That's the series. Do you want to comment on all that, Cindy?
Well, just that, yeah, I think we do what we're taught or how we're brought up, the rituals that our parents teach us, and we do what we know. We believe what our parents believed. I think we just really have to, until we soul search who God is to us,
right,
what God's relationship is to us, before that will change.
Right.
We have to step outside of the box, so to speak, to find God, to get to know him, to develop that personal relationship with him. And until we choose to do that, you know, I think we just continue in that religious frame of thinking, this is the way we do it.
Right. Exactly.
This is how I believe. This is how my parents believed. But there comes a time, I hope in everyone's life, that, you know, at least it was for me, to question those rituals and beliefs and say,
right,
you know, that is this really what God is all about?
Right.
Or I want more of him. So I want to step outside of these guidelines and see, I want more of God. So I need to discover him.
Amen.
I think it gets to that. It's just, well, I want more of God. People get
yes.
to that place.
Yes.
And all that stuff we do is not enough.
Absolutely. And that's what we want to stress this month of December of 2015, that it's time to come out of our box of spiritual thinking and be willing to come into a new season in God where we are so full of God that it spills over to everybody around us, Cindy, that people go, what's that about you? And I know you so well, and you have one of the most beautiful smiles I've ever seen. And I tell you, when you start talking about the Lord, Cindy Logan, your face lights up, right, Nan? We've seen her like
yes,
this,
we
have we not?
Oh, absolutely.
And you just shine when you talk about God. That's what it's about, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep. When I start to talk about him or share about him, I start remembering all the things that he's brought me.
Yes.
And all the good things that he's done. It's like just remembering, in remembrance of everything that he has meant to me personally.
Ooh, yes.
And it just overflows. You know, I can't contain.
It does.
Don't get me started.
Well, you know, let's go back to David a minute here, because David was so full, as we are talking that we are today, David was so full of his love for God, and he just wanted to do something for God, you know? And that's mm-hmm. what prompted him to say, okay, you know what? I'm going to build him a great big old tabernacle. It's going to be fancy, and it's going to have all the bells and whistles, and it's going to be, people will come from miles around to see this beautiful thing where God can call his home. That's David's motivation, is really what our motivation is. He just was so in love with God. Nan, talk to me about that before we get to this next song.
You said so in love with God. I was actually, before you said that, thinking he just loved God so
he
much.
Did.
And he's like, wow, what can I do for
That's
God
it.
Almighty? What in the world can I do for God Almighty?
Yes.
And so he thought of the best thing that he could do, which would have taken time, would have taken money.
Money.
It would have cost to had it built. And
oh,
he was
yeah.
willing to do that because
right.
he just wanted to do something for God, because God had done so much in his life.
Oh, God had
saved his life.
Saved his life over and over again. And this is the God that talked to him as he was a shepherd on the hillside with the sheep. Whoa, let's talk about this God in this next song, and then we'll get back to Cindy and to Nan, by the group New Song, and it's called The Same God.
Back to the wall, scared you fall, what you gonna do? Day and night, don't know why, it's like the world's against you.
With you now, the same God.
Yeah, he's with you now.
Woo, yeah, he's with you now. All right, great song by the group New Song. This is Pastor Marcia. I'm with Nan and Cindy, and we are talking about Emmanuel, God with us, and we're in 1 Chronicles 17 talking about David. Nan, did you get a poem there before we get back to Cindy here?
I did.
Okay.
I am the same God that I have always been. Look to me to guide you in all that you're to do. I am here and will be with you on your path. Child, I am always with you and in you. You will be okay. Turn all things over to me. I will sustain you during your difficult times. Child, I have helped you in the past, and I will do the same now. Remember, I'm kind. I have an everlasting love for you, my child. I will sustain you in all that you have to face. I will lay the path clearly before you, and you'll make it by my loving grace.
Oh, that's a great poem.
It's a great poem, and I thought it was interesting. He inspired three different times, I believe, he referred to us as my child.
My child. Wow, that's who we are.
That's who we are. I mean, yeah. He's our loving father. It's just, you know, some people have been blessed to have very doting parents, and some people did not, you know, but you can relate if you can have a parent or someone else's parent that you know that just really just loved over their kids and just cared over their kids. And how much more does the Heavenly Father care over us?
Absolutely.
We cared enough to send his son down to
save us. That's why we're celebrating this season right here. Cindy talked to us about that. That was a great poem, Nan.
And that poem just reiterated what I was saying about remembering.
Yes.
Remembering the things that he's done. And myself, I didn't have an earthly father to love me and watch over me. So our Heavenly Father is the only father I've ever known.
Right.
Other than, till later in life, as an adult, I met my real father. Who's gone on to be with Jesus. So I didn't have much time. I didn't have much time to learn to love and get that love and encouragement from an earthly father. So God is in that relationship as a father to me is the most precious concept of the relationship I have with Him is how He has fathered me and brought me through those things and comforted me when I didn't have the earthly comfort that I needed. I knew that spiritually that comfort was going to be there. And I liked it, the poem where he says, you know, he is going to clearly lay out the path.
Yes, yes.
That's the one thing that I struggled with for so long is wanting to know the path that he wants me on, wanting to know the future, wanting to know his plan.
Right.
But now I've come to understand that He may not show me clearly exactly what his plan is, but I know he has a plan. And I
right.
know step by step he's going to put me on that path.
Absolutely.
So that's so comforting to know. Doesn't matter what's going on, got to lay out the path.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, David had to think that same thing, Cindy. I'm glad you shared what you did. Because David being the runt of the litter of eight sons of Jesse, and he probably the last thing in his mind was that he would end up being the second king of Israel. You know, he just was a humble little guy out there on the mountaintops with his dad's sheep, and all the other brothers were doing important things in the family, quote unquote important. And David was sent out to guard the sheep. But this is so like God in our lives. So often we feel like our path is insignificant, or like in your case, Cindy, you didn't have an earthly dad till much later in life. Did you know him? And you might, a lot of times people feel when they are lacking a parent in their life, or they feel like they've been cheated. They feel like they're not as important as other people that have that parent. Do you know what I'm saying, Cindy?
Absolutely. And that is what I dealt with. Cheated. Why was I cheated out of that loving home and two loving parents and the ideal storybook family? I didn't experience that. And I grew up feeling why that was so unfair to me
right.
as a child. And of course that created bitterness and heartbreak and loneliness and, you know, just a heaviness all through my childhood.
Wow.
And I didn't even realize how much God was with me through all of that until a little later in life when I got to know him and
right.
developed that relationship with him. And then he began to show me all the times that he had been there.
Whoa.
He was always there.
Woo, that's so good.
I just didn't know.
So even though you went through all those times of sadness and struggle and feeling alone and like, you were less than your friends who had a dad, you know, and this is so interesting that you're talking about this today, Cindy, because of course we don't plan these shows. We have no idea what God's going to do. We have a general idea of the scriptures we're going to use, but we totally submit to the Holy Spirit. I believe, Cindy, there are people out there who have gone through exactly what you're describing right now. Okay. And this couldn't be more timely with our topic, Emmanuel, God with us. Revealed in us, because even though you really didn't even realize at a young age that God was with you, he was with you, right? That's what I hear you say.
Right. He had to be. There's no way I would have survived some of the things I experienced unscathed. I mean, not to say I'm not damaged, but I'm not now because God has healed
no,
me.
No, I was going to say, but, no, you're not. You're just
yeah,
a powerful, powerful.
But yeah, I would go to my friend's house and experience the love of a family and sitting at the dinner table and, you know, just all the good things when you have a mom and a dad and things are what we consider normal. And then I go home and say, why? Why am I different? Why is our family different? Why God, do I not have that? And you feel less than. You feel
yes, yes.
Cheated. You feel, you just feel like God just ripped you off, I guess, is the way to say it. You
sure.
Like God, you, which is, it's just, that's how you feel when you're in that. And
right.
then later you look back and say, you know, he was there all along. You know, at the time you can't see it. But
well,
if I could give encouragement today, when especially if you're young, or you know, your younger adolescent years, the teen years were the hardest for me.
Right.
Not having that guidance and not having anybody to help me make decisions. But looking back, that's because I did not know God. I did not know that I could develop a personal relationship with Him, or I could have had that love and that guidance and that assurance. But I didn't know about God like that. I knew
right.
Jesus, and I went to Sunday school, but I did not have that personal relationship with God till later in life. I can see it all now. When I look back, it's like, wow, you know?
This is so...
Just knowing He was always there, and it's so... Right.
Cindy, this is fantastic that we're talking about this, okay? Because mm-hmm. what better thing to talk about as we start the Christmas season and talk about God with us, okay, than what you're describing? You're describing real life events. And that's what this show is all about, because living the good life does not mean living the perfect life. Okay, the title of the show, Living the Good Life, means living that good life that God wants us to have, which is that relationship with Him and becoming all we can be in God, and realizing that no matter how painful life can be, God never leaves us or forsakes us. He's always right there. And you being this gut level honest, my friend, Cindy, it is profound to me right now. It is blessing me. I want to shout. I want to absolutely shout God's praises, because this is practical Christian living. Being willing to admit there were times in my life I felt lonely. I felt that nobody loved me. I felt I was less than. That's what I'm hearing you say. But you're also saying to our audience, but I came to know Jesus as my personal Savior and began to realize God could live with me and in me. Isn't that what you're saying, Cindy Logan?
That's what I'm saying. And I want to share a story, just a short one that God brought to my remembrance this morning.
You go right ahead. This morning, huh? That's interesting. Okay.
It was a Christmas season. I was 12 years old.
Okay.
And this is the only Christmas memory that I have, which is phenomenal to me.
Okay.
I was in the car with my mother and my little brother, and we were parked in the Marsh supermarket parking lot.
Okay.
And it was Christmas week. Must have been real close to Christmas Day, and it was snowing.
Okay.
And the snow was coming down, and my stepfather, who was abusive and very, very mean-spirited, he used to go to the grocery and dumpster dive and take the produce.
Wow.
That they would throw away.
Wow.
And bring home for our family to eat. Now, we were very financially disadvantaged, let me say.
Yeah.
But this is the kind of stuff that I had to deal with growing up. So
wow.
He was over there getting thrown out food, waste, to bring home for our family. We had no Christmas dinner. We had no Christmas gifts. And I was crying. I was bawling my eyes out and crying to Jesus. Why do I have to suffer like this as a child? I felt so sorry for my little brother, even more so.
Wow.
But that was the one Christmas that just didn't happen.
Yeah.
And at the time, I was asking God, why? Why is it so different for me? And that sadness was so significant that I remembered that.
Wow.
And you brought
wow.
that to my remembrance this morning.
It's interesting.
Because I'm so joyful this Christmas that I'm financially able to give my children and my grandchildren a good Christmas.
Right.
I'm happy. I see the joy and the love. I'm sharing that with everyone, that this is what Christmas is about,
right.
Love.
Right.
So he was just showing me how far he has brought me.
Wow.
And how he turned those tears into tears of joy.
Woo! Praise God.
And I'm feeling so blessed this season.
Oh.
So blessed, I've had so many good blessings come my way in the past year.
We are so blessed that you were willing to be that gut-level honest, Cindy, and share what God has done in your life and share a painful memory like that. And the reason I say we're blessed that you shared that is because there are listeners out there. Because this show now goes into several countries and it goes into a lot of different states across the United States and with Starcom Media, a lot of places around the world. And we're beginning to hear from people in different parts of the world. And so for you to share what you just did is definitely hitting home to some of our listeners. Cindy, there's no doubt about it. There are people in some countries and maybe in the United States also, of course, that have experienced painful Christmas time like you just described. God brought that back to your remembrance this morning, Cindy, so that you could share it on the air around the world today on this show because it is ministering to people who have been in that same awful mess that you were in that Christmas and so many times in your childhood. But God saw you through somehow, and look what God has done in you now. We are going to talk more about this in the second hour. Wow, this first hour has flown by. And if you are just now joining us on Living the Good Life, you have got to go back and hear this first hour. And it has been absolutely powerful. We get all of our shows put on our website, BOHM Global. BOHM stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. Easy to remember. BOHMglobal.com. At the end of each month, our webmaster goes and puts all the shows that we did in the month of December, say, at the end of December, on our website. And they stay on there forever. So we've got hundreds of shows on BOHMglobal.com for you to listen to. And if you want, for instance, to catch any of this that you might have missed, you'll be able to hear it this week on this radio station's podcast until it's transferred to our website. And that address is tantalk1340.com. Go to podcasts, that page that has podcasts, and then go down to Living the Good Life, which is the title of this show. And you'll be able to catch this show. Usually it's up like within 24 to 48 hours after we air the show. So that's how you would access if you just tuned in. We really want to invite people to use our prayer line. Nan, do you want to comment on that? Because Shell and Betty up in Indiana, Pastor Jim, my associate pastor here, they handle all these requests that come to us worldwide. Prayers at BOHMglobal.com. Do you want to invite them to use that?
Absolutely. It's such a ministry tool, outreach of Beacon. And the cool thing, I mean, there's so many prayers. I mean, there's nothing big or little, okay? Everything's important. If there's
yes.
a matter, send it in.
Right.
And it'll be prayed over. The prayer will be sent out to the prayer team. And the prayer request, along with the prayer that people would pray, that way they're praying, you know, along the same way for
right.
that need. I mean, but we've seen situations of people with cancer healed.
Absolutely.
I mean,
many of them,
many,
yes.
Many, I mean, so God moves through this avenue. And
right.
It definitely would encourage the people to send in their prayer request. I've used it.
Right.
And I've seen him move.
Oh, absolutely. So prayers at BOHMglobal.com. If you want to be on the prayer team, just write an email to prayers at BOHMglobal.com. I'll go slower. BOHMglobal.com. Send a request. Say, put me on the prayer team, and you will be getting these requests, and you will pray with our prayer team. And this is a two-hour show. It has been for many years now. We're in our ninth year. And we welcome you. If you want to get involved financially, go to our webpage, or website. It's huge. BOHMglobal.com. Go down to the bottom of the homepage. Go to donations. Open that up, and PayPal will open, and you can give towards this ministry.
And we've got to do a station ID, and then we're coming right back with Nan and Cindy.